This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A week from tomorrow is Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to be broadcasting live from the Winchester Mystery House. It's our live Halloween broadcast. We do these almost every year. Different scary locations. It's not a secret show. You don't need a ticket. It's our regular show. If you are in the San Jose area or you can make it in between 6 and 9 a.m., the scariest hours of the day, as all commuters know, you can join us at the Winchester Mystery House. So we're going to have some breakfast there while it lasts from the Organic Coup. And Psycho Donuts is also bringing, but that's perfect for Halloween. Their donuts are psycho. Go. So breakfast, a little coffee. Meet us at San Jose's spookiest spot and wear a costume because we're actually going to have multiple costume contests. We'll do a few of those. Lots of people will get picked as an excellent costume.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, you will.
You're going to love this party.
It is. It's a good time.
Did you guys mention what you're going to be, or is that
no,
be a surprise?
No, we're not going to mention that.
I've already said what I'm going to be.
She's some drunken, derelict cowboy lady. Cowgirl.
I'm Calamity Jane from the show Deadwood. Actually, we're going to a Halloween party this weekend. My husband does this great Doc impersonation, Doc from Deadwood. And I do Calamity Jane. Does it ever occur to you that maybe I can't put this bottle down? Well, did it? Anyway, and then he comes, oh, Jane. He has this old Doc thing. It's great. You're lucky he's not there because we just take the whole show over and just do, you know, scenes from the show.
He can come.
Yeah.
Have him come.
Well, thank you kindly. Anyway. Calamity Jane, you're playing a game.
I'll step out while you're doing a bit and be home in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's close to my house.
So we're going this weekend as Doc and Jane. I know no one's going to know who we are. We'll have to explain the whole thing to them. Just sit down and I'll tell you all about it. Anyway, that's Halloween, everyone.
See you there.
Join us at the Winchester Mystery House. I can't wait to see what you're going to be. Seems like you got something good.
It's not as exciting. I mean, I peaked with the Star Trek guy.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't just buy that costume and wear it every single time.
I did buy that costume.
Oh, then why don't you wear it again and again and again and again? It's the best costume of all time.
Do you still have it?
I don't know where it would be, but I don't see why.
He tore it off his body on the way home and flung it out on the 280.
I did not.
Somewhere on the side of the... Some homeless person picked it up and they're walking
around. That is not my move. My move would be to stop at a gas station and throw it away in their trash can.
Oh, so that's what
I
did. Okay.
But I don't know that I did that either. It could be somewhere.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
I just don't remember.
Unless it was in a fire or something.
Anyway, that one went well.
Oh, that's the best one ever.
This isn't going to be that.
Remember the time where you were a football player and your helmet wouldn't fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just sort of rested it on. I didn't realize it was a kid's helmet.
It's a legit helmet, though, that I still have sitting at home.
Well, it was cool. You carried it under your arm as though you were taking the field.
Well, Christina was able to fit it on her pinhead. She got to be
call her a pinhead.
What are you talking about? She's got a pinhead.
She doesn't want to hear that. Nobody wants to be called a pinhead. Or
you know
a pumpkin
what he means.
Head. We don't. It's no one wants to be pointed out for any abnormalities with their head.
She's not abnormal. I'm just saying
you
it's tiny.
Her a pinhead.
And the helmet fit her head.
She's like Beaker from the Muppets. He just. Oh boy, you could put a test tube over that thing. Oh, anyway. Do I have a sponsor? I don't.
Boy.
Okay. Ooh. McAfee, the cybersecurity group, every year they put out like the list of the people who are most likely to infect you. And it's always a pretty random grouping. Like these people who are trying to plant viruses in people's computers, they're looking for people with eclectic, off-the-beaten-path tastes.
You know what's weird is that there was a time when McAfee would have been, like it brings about their security, internet security company.
What do you think about the crazy guy?
I think about the dude, John McAfee, who may or may not have killed someone living on the island he lived with, and then he was framed and
where is he now?
I have no idea. But
still living on an island
somewhere? No, well, he went into hiding, yeah. So I don't know where he is, but that story's changed how that, it's given meaning to that name.
That's so funny.
Different than what I'm sure they...
McAfee. But he sold it. It's not him anymore, right?
No, I mean, he's rich because he sold it.
So he can hide. It's only this one planet. Too bad we don't have a few planets. He could just get off world.
I understand there are other planets, just that
we can't get to them. Right, we can't reach them. Or maybe shot himself into space.
The thing on John McAfee was his entourage was arrested while he was docked in the Dominican Republic on suspicion of carrying high caliber weapons.
Mm. His entourage, but not him?
That's what it says here. I have to look more into the story.
Mm. Yikes.
But that was in July of 2019.
Oh.
Yeah, not too long ago.
No.
He still has a yacht. Hey.
They're clearly out there looking for him still.
So things haven't smoothed out for him.
Doesn't sound like it.
Since we last saw him on whatever that was, 60 Minutes or something. Yikes.
He called Johnny Depp, hey man, can I head out on your island? Sure, go ahead. Anyway, McAfee has issued its annual list of celebrities who are most likely to give you a computer virus, and they're really random. And by the way, so I looked at this list and went, geez, like, last year it was just, I don't recognize any of these from, and apparently it's a totally different list every year. Like, they are, these hackers or whoever these people are who are trying to infect your computer with malware and whatever else, they just pick a random list, a new random list every year.
Can I ask you a question before you move on?
Yeah, sure.
Just so that we don't ever anger the hacker set.
Yes.
Can you ask your son, because he's a hacker, right?
I guess.
Can you ask him if that's considered an epithet? Is there a nicer
hacker
way to call them so that we're not angering the...
Oh, malware program creators or something?
I don't know. I don't want no trouble.
I actually think that hackers are proud that they're
they
hackers.
Like it. Okay.
They even do that. I'm telling you, he goes to these hackathons all the time. Like, the fact that they're, you know...
They're called hackathons.
They are.
Okay, so it's
He has hackathon shirts. You know, he goes to various ones. They have, like, a commemorative T-shirt.
Good to know. All right. Yeah. I just don't want to anger the hacker gods.
Nobody else can do it or understands it.
You're right. Vinny said all the time, he turns his computer upside down, can't find the hacking button anywhere.
Nowhere.
So, number one this year on the list, and I'm going to start at number one because I'm not going to do this whole list. You're not going to recognize her name, and don't search for her because...
I'll look her up.
Well, I already know who she is. I mean, some people will know who she is, actually. Our old traffic chick would have known for sure, Jamie, because she was a Gilmore Girls fan.
Oh.
Alexis Bledel, who is on The Handmaid's Tale as well now.
I don't know that guy.
Well... You might recognize her. I feel like those are the only places I've ever seen her.
Bright blue eyes.
Nope.
You don't recognize her at all?
Strong forehead.
Big, strong forehead. Like, really steroid style forehead. Opposite of...
She's pretty.
I didn't say...
I don't know if she's pretty. Maybe she does have a pinhead and a big forehead. I'm not sure if we can... I don't want to pile on Alexis Bledel. She's very pretty. And she's a great actress.
And she's number one.
She's number one. Don't look her up. Do not do it, you guys.
So is this list like...
So now we got malware on our computer?
No, so that's what I'm asking you. If you just Google this person...
No, it's not about Googling them. It's about going to websites or, you know...
Clickbait?
I guess so. Mm. Don't click on stuff that has to do with her. It's super random. James Corden is number two. Sophie Turner, that's Sansa Stark. These are, they basically say don't search for these people online because you might land on a website carrying viruses or malware. Anna Kendrick, Lupita Nyong'o.
There's a specific fan base these people are after, right?
I guess. I mean, these all seem to be sort of young people that, you know, the youth of today would search for.
But are you even
after not searching for these people.
If you're trying to hack into someone's computer and access their accounts, mm-hmm. aren't you trying to access people who have dough?
Right, like why wouldn't you put in, you know, Barbara Streisand or...
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out is what's the...
I don't know. I wonder, too, if people from past lists still have malware. Maybe they're just trying to cover everybody.
Eventually
we'll have
Sarah
we'll have
and Vinny
everyone.
Will make the list.
Yeah, Jesus. Actually, I guess maybe it would be a badge of honor. Oh, well, I'm known enough that they bothered to put malware on my computer or on my site that you might visit. Jimmy Fallon, Jackie Chan, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj. And then someone named Tessa Thompson, Valkyrie from the Marvel movies. Do you know who Valkyrie is?
Valkyrie.
Is she the chick that she's like a witch? Remember
is
her
Valkyrie
at the very
the
end?
One with Captain Marvel? No, not Captain Marvel. Who's the guy that gets made and he's a robot and he's hiding with the girl?
Oh boy.
Do you understand what
no,
I'm saying?
I don't
know. Who's the guy who played Bjorn Borg in his
Bjorn Borg, the tennis player?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on. All right. Who's the guy that played?
I like this game. There are people yelling in their car about it.
It's not Captain.
Oh, that's Valkyrie?
Yeah.
I don't recognize her. Tessa Thompson's her name. I don't
know. Oh, she's from Thor's Land.
Oh. That makes sense.
She?
Valkyrie sounds like one of those Nordic.
She's from Thor's Land. Okay.
Anyway, she's also.
And
in
I
the
think
Creed
she's
movies.
Taking over. She's going to have a huge role going forward.
In the
Valkyrie
Marvel,
is, yeah.
I see.
Go ahead. What'd you read?
I found something that basically. Most of these search terms are paired with torrent. So if you type these names in with torrent, because torrent's a downloadable file, that's how you get affected.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not just simply...
So this is targeted at kids, because all the old people, including me, are like, torrent?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Last year's number one was Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black. In 2017, it was Avril Lavigne. 2016, Amy Schumer. Just random. Super random. Kate Beckinsale, who dated Pete Davidson for some unknown reason recently. He must have something going for him. Because those, the beady eyes with the big pouches underneath, they're not doing it for me. I mean, he looks like a walking skeleton. Like Igor or something. Who's the guy who's...
Lurch.
Lurch, thank you. That's what I'm thinking of. Oh, look at us. All our brains together.
Look at us do what?
Somehow come up with things.
Look at us struggle.
Yikes.
Oh, the struggle's real. So Kate Beckinsale posted a photo of herself smelling her 20-year-old daughter Lily's socks on Instagram.
Here it is.
Here's the photo. She's smelling her socks, and she captioned it, kids think when they grow up and leave home, you have nothing to do all day, when in fact one can have a rich and full life huffing one's way through their sock drawer and wearing all their pants at once. So she goes on Good Morning America, and she gets asked about this.
Yeah.
The socks were one thing. It's just, it seems wrong.
How did the underpants get into that?
In there. Yeah. I just feel like...
It's a bit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's adorable. She said she was just joking, but she really does do that. I'm sure of it. Well, anyone who's dating Pete Davidson, I'm like, I'll believe anything else you tell me about them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyway, that's what she's up to. And finally, we'll end with Oprah. Oprah Sizzle.
I thought it was this girl.
Who's what girl are we talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. I'm
I don't
still
recognize that girl either.
This
but
girl.
Isn't, so just...
Oh, yeah, that girl, she was dating the guy with the diamond forehead,
yes, who's
right?
That guy?
Jubilee? I'm not sure. Let me look around.
What the hell are we even talking about
We're
anymore?
Trying to get straight on the characters you've been teasing us with.
What's that guy's name with the diamond on his forehead?
The guy I'm trying to figure out who played Bjorn Borg.
Oh, same actor?
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think.
We have just fallen down Vinny's rabbit hole.
I can't help it. Sorry. Anyway, there was a lady I had in mind. It didn't turn out to be Valkyrie.
Right. But once you found out who Valkyrie was, it had to continue.
It didn't. Sorry.
All right.
It didn't.
Oprah Winfrey, remember a couple of weeks
Sizzles.
Ago? Yep. She made a $13 million donation to Morehouse College. I want to say she put like every freshman through school or some crazy.
Incredible.
Some crazy thing. She was visiting the school earlier this month.
It's a vision.
Vision!
Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
Thank God. So, Oprah, who sizzles, she's visiting Morehouse College earlier this month, and her car's driving through the campus. A freshman saw her and whipped out his phone to record the moment. He leaned in for a selfie. He's like, "Hey, Oprah!" And she goes, "Hey, that's me. That's me and your cracked phone." She was like giving him crap for his cracked up, mangled-looking phone. Everyone's got a crack in their phone. Or if you don't now, you did before. Less than 2 weeks later, He got a little surprise from Oprah. She sent him a brand new iPhone 11.
Oh.
Hooked him up. I guess she felt bad because she pooped on his phone. She came with a little personal note from Oprah that said, "We can't have you out here viewing the world through a crack screen or crack cover. The new camera you're going to love for sure." Is that the camera with the three? Has like all the holes? People who are scared of holes.
So he gave her his college school business card?
I guess, you know, my thought was, because I thought the same thing, like if she's in a car driving through, like did she then say, go find out who that kid is and whatever people had to go and get his info. Or maybe every kid at the college got a brand new one just so she made sure she hit everyone. It's not like she can't afford it. Oprah Sizzles, what's coming up?
Oh, well, I've got some Halloween news and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day at 6.36. Every Monday, there's a new episode of the Johnny Mosley podcast. You can find that at RadioAlice.com or iTunes or wherever podcasts are sold. It's very funny and charming. Hometown hero, Olympian. He hates to hear all that stuff about himself. Check him out.
He shouldn't.
I agree.
He shouldn't. We're all so proud of him.
I know.
We love him. Agreed. And he's handsome.
Oh, yeah.
And he's nice.
And he melts into the couch.
He's a good businessman.
He is. He's working hard.
He's very charming. No reason for you to be tripping on that.
I know.
You think Tony Hawk goes, people know me from skateboarding. It bothers me.
Right.
Dude, that's how we know you.
Yeah. I think he feels like he bores people. It's the only thing I can think of.
You wouldn't know who Tony Hawk is if...
Right. He's like, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that.
Dude.
It's embarrassing, man.
All right.
It's years ago.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I'm going to start by reading this email because I hope it will restore some faith in humanity in the person driving down the road next to you or sitting next to you or wherever.
Sarah or Vinny at
RadioAlice.com. People will jump in and help.
They will. I believe that.
Good morning, Vinny. I'm a very long-time listener. Love you. Anyway, I was in Capitola yesterday when we witnessed a near drowning. A 30-something age guy dove into the water, which was way shallow. That's right. Low tide yesterday, midday. Mm. I went and checked surf and was like, it's beautiful and crummy. Meh. Anyway, he hit his head and was face down floating in the water. His wife was holding a little baby and started screaming, he's drowning. Being a nurse for almost 40 years, I jumped into action as well as my daughter, who is a nurse, and other bystanders trying to pull him out of the water without moving his C-spine.
Oh, Jesus.
It was so difficult trying to move him. He was dead weight. Luckily, he was in shock, talking, but kept saying he couldn't feel his body.
Oh, no.
Eventually, the paramedics came and took him away, but I am so curious if he ended up being paralyzed or if he's okay. I don't know why I'm writing to you, but I just thought since you were part of the surf beach scene, and if you talked about this on air, somebody might call in and let us know how he's doing. I felt so bad for him and his young family.
Oh my God, that's horrific. Is there any way
we can... I couldn't believe his wife with baby in one arm was trying to drag him out of the water with her other arm. Anyway, have a great day, Vin. Thank you, Nancy. Hopefully we can get you an answer, but you did all you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You helped, you saved his life. Whether or not he's... And who knows, that could have been temporary. He could be okay.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, it's just awful.
I mean, it is awful, but you know
the ramifications.
And these things, you know, there's places where I go where you hear sirens go by, and I'm in the water, and I just think, oh, that can't be good. Oh man, you know what I mean? Because the ocean's super dangerous up here.
Anytime I hear sirens, I'm always like, oh no.
Up here, more so than even down south, where the ocean is a little more playful.
Mm.
Here we've got a lot more obstacles and seaweed and freezing water. And anyway, Good job, Nancy.
Yeah, nice job,
Way
Nancy.
To help out.
Let's hope that that guy's okay. That is just horrifying.
People will help you, though. And I like to remind everyone of that.
It's true. There are good people, lots of good people out there, mostly good people.
Right.
It's these jerks that keep making the news.
This next story I'm going to read to you, and I assume it's important.
Okay.
Maybe you can ask Berkeley what he thinks.
Okay.
Google says it has achieved a breakthrough in quantum computing research.
Oh.
It says an experimental quantum processor has completed a calculation in just a few minutes that would have taken a traditional supercomputer thousands of years.
Wow.
The results of its study appear in the scientific journal Nature.
Nature?
Does any of that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, quantum computing, the kid talks about it all the time. There's this, there's that. I don't even know what it means. He tries to explain stuff to me, and he like winds up drawing me all these pictures. That, like, if you can just picture this linear thing. Like, I don't know what it is. I'll ask him.
Okay.
Maybe that's like the most... Well, I heard that quantum physics and quantum computing is like what's going to be behind true AI.
Well, it's funny that they use the term traditional supercomputer.
Oh, the traditional one.
As
right.
in, it's already the old school model, because the new Google model did it in...
Well, what it could mean is like rendering processes for things like films. Like, remember when we visited, or maybe you didn't do the Pixar tour with us, we went down into like the bowels where there...
I did not.
It's a warehouse, an enormous... It's like those things you see in like a sci-fi movie where you put your head and you look down a... like looking down a library aisle that never ends, and it's all computers, and they're all doing the rendering for
the computers. Oh, that was at ILM. I was there for
that. Oh, okay. All right. So that is probably a supercomputer farm,
mm-hmm.
and probably this one computer.
Show that to him.
I will. Oh, hi.
Well, that I'm saying hi to Berkeley. Hi.
I'll tell him that was from you.
Okay. All right.
Put that right here in my pocket.
So PG&E should announce today how many of us and who among us will be without power tonight.
I did just see a graphic on Fox 2.
The number's gone down a little bit from the first forecast of 200,000 customers. It's now down to about 184,000 people.
The number for San Mateo was 342 customers, or some really low number.
That's...
Other counties were significantly higher than that, but
right.
that was a relief for people who
live
on
the peninsula.
Well, one
of the pointed comments in the initial reaction to the last shutoff was, it feels like a sledgehammer and not like a scalpel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, okay, you got to turn some things off. Don't get everybody.
Right. Right.
So we're right now waiting to hear the announcement of exactly who's going to lose power, but this area doesn't... So far, it includes San Mateo County, Napa, Sonoma counties. So if you're in any of those counties, be ready.
Heads up.
Right.
Did you say that they were going to try to make the announcement by about 2 o'clock today?
I'd heard, I'm reading it right here, they plan to announce something this morning.
Okay. Well, maybe they've done it. Maybe that's what that graphic was.
I keep on looking for it, but I don't see anything.
They keep showing us, that's the problem. We're all sitting here without direct information,
yeah.
and I feel like we're supposed to be mentioning it at the very least, because you might be without power
right.
tonight.
It might be the biggest thing in someone's life.
Right. And it is a thing.
Yeah.
I told you, my neighbor across the street, they had to figure out what to do with their kid's insulin.
Because it's not just that it has
kept
to be
cold, but it can't be
right.
frozen, and it's...
It needs to be at a certain temperature.
Right. So it's these things can be life or death, or just... Ow, I stubbed my toe.
In the dark.
Right. I'll let you know when I know.
All right.
Okay. 2019's best cities for Halloween and trick-or-treating include San Francisco and San Jose.
Is that so?
Yeah, we're on the list of the top 10. New York, LA, Boston, San Diego, they're big cities. You know, that dropped out of the list, though, are the ones that I found interesting because I grew up in Irvine, which is... all tract homes.
Which is the best type of
it
neighborhood
to be
trick or treat in.
Orange farms, and they plowed them, and bit by bit, they just put up tract homes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what that is, those are A, B, C, D models of the same home with different fronts.
Right.
Pick your front, pick your room set up.
Configuration.
But essentially, you walk into the house and go, hey, this is my house backwards.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, that's those are great neighborhoods to trick or treat.
Sure, but Irvine has fallen off the list, and Santa Ana fell off the list. Now, Santa Ana was a place that was, you couldn't... clearly, it's been gentrified since I moved away.
Because you're saying that was where, if you were trick-or-treating for weed, that was a great place to go.
It was where the pot, and you could even go to a liquor store there and buy booze underage because...
How would you know that?
Because I did, because we did that.
I see.
So Santa Ana has been gentrified since I moved away.
Maybe there were just parts of it that were always okay, or... I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe it just, the housing prices went up, and that we're seeing it happen everywhere.
Oh my God, it's so true.
And by the way, kids, this is according to a new survey, that missing candy, you know, the candy you're missing, you went out and you got all that candy and you got all this loot and now you can't seem to find half of it.
Yeah.
It's your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, your kids know that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm telling them.
Every
any kids
day,
who
like,
don't
can
know
can
that.
Some, can I have some candy?
Your mom is taking all your candy.
I love your candy. Your kid, the kid's candy.
Oh, okay.
I love your candy, kids.
Sorry, I'm like, what are you saying?
It was not a
euphemism. Your boyfriend's not even in the room.
You're so jealous.
I am jealous. I don't like you saying stuff like that. Bothers me.
You're my husband. He's just my boyfriend.
How am I supposed to take that?
I don't know.
I don't like it. Anyway, that's where your candy's disappearing to, kids. Your mom.
All right.
She's doing it to you.
Well, look, she did a lot for you. Give her some of your goddamn candy, kids. I just want one little thing of Twix. Come on. Stop giving me the crappy stuff, too. God, they always, I don't want your Jolly Ranchers.
A recent survey on sexting asked people about sending and receiving nude photos.
Mm.
Here are how your habits stack up against other people's. Have you ever sent a nude photo?
Yes.
49% said yes. You don't have to. I mean, we're old and
49%.
And in relationships, so we do not count.
Well, the thing is, we got tired of it really fast because it's like, I see that anytime I want to.
Right. Have you ever received a nude photo?
Yes.
61% said yes.
Oh, 49 have sent one and 61 have gotten one. Wow.
Have you ever taken a sexy selfie? Oh, when you take a sexy selfie, do you crop your face out?
Well, you should.
35% always do. 22% said, it depends on who they're sending it to. Oh. And 5% said, I never crop out.
I'm rocking this spot.
Yeah, I guess.
I want everyone to know this is me.
I mean, I do feel, and I really mean this when I say it, it's an incredible invasion of people's privacy to hack them and steal their stuff. That said... if the worst thing that ever happens to you is someone sees you naked, I don't necessarily think it's the end of the world.
Right.
It's a major invasion of privacy.
You know, though, people, it's the revenge porn stuff where people, you know, your ex-boyfriend sends it to all your contacts or your mom or something. And there you are, with, you know, in a spread eagle doing horrendous things. Things that aren't horrendous, but your mom is considering them horrendous.
Right. Now, I understand someone like Jennifer Lawrence, who's a huge star, is like...
it's like rape.
Everybody knows me.
Yeah.
So it's different, you know. I get where she's coming from and that she's like, everybody knows me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the chick from the coffee shop.
Yeah. Well, that was a good reason why you shouldn't have put your face in the photos.
Right. Well, she learned, I guess,
well,
that.
Well, look, I think it's important that people know if you keep your face out there and, you know, keep the background neutral, too. Like, you know, don't do it in front of the grandfather clock you got from, you know, I mean, I don't know, something totally identifiable.
Well, at some point, you just don't do it at all if you're that worried about it.
You should worry about it, though. I think people aren't worrying about it. And these are things that can pop up later. Someone's trying to hire you and Googles you and finds these things. Mm. Oh, boy, that chick's nasty. Ooh.
Let's hire her.
Yeah, maybe it'll work to your advantage. I don't know. That seems wrong.
Do you actually like receiving naked photos? 59% of the people said yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's mostly guys in this poll?
I guess.
I'd say.
Girls like it too.
I know. I'm just kidding. God.
Would you ever send a nude photo before a first date?
No.
You wouldn't have done that when you were single? Oh, one single person. You're single, right?
Yeah, I am.
You know, though, Nicole's not like other people. She's like an old soul. She's not really into the whole. Like yesterday, we were talking about TikTok. Randomly, that came up because of the Kylie Jenner thing. Mm-hmm. Like the other Ashley, one of our interns, she's going off on it. She's like, "Oh yeah, well I did this," and you know, she's like an efficient. And like you can ask her about any app, and she'll tell you all about it. And me and Nicole look at each other. I'm like, "How am I relating to Nicole on this?" And she's like, "I don't know any of this stuff.
I don't know anything about TikTok. Like I think Instagram, Facebook.
Have you sent nude photos?
No. Yeah.
You've never done that. But you've gotten donged, right?
My parents listen to the show.
So she's gonna lie.
All
right,
you're
no,
not
that's
gonna
good.
Say anything.
So she's gonna lie. That's okay. Fine. Yeah. It's totally. We'll cover for you.
Yeah.
So that's a yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, she's in her 20s.
I wonder how long she'll keep that wall up.
She's 25. She's practically 30 years old, mom and dad.
Hopefully they're still asleep.
Let's hope so. Yeah. That'll be good.
Anyway, sexting survey. Have you ever has anyone ever sent you a nude photo that disgusted you?
Yes.
65% said yes.
Yeah.
Oh. It was disgusting, but I was weirdly turned on by it. Why is this so hot? Send me another one. Get a different angle on that.
Have you ever sexted someone then regretted it later?
Yeah.
46% said yes. They have.
That's funny.
So there you go.
Wah, wah, wah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, but not while you're driving. So
yeah,
if you wouldn't mind, don't text and drive. And
well done.
I'm not saying that again today.
Mm. Well, once a day is the requirement, right. Correct?
Check. Good morning, Alice Gang. I love the show Deadwood. Awesome series. Just heard Sarah's impersonation of Calamity Jane. Nailed it. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Oh man, it's one of those impersonations you have to like right after the show airs. I'm like awesome at her, and then it just gets worse. She's drunk and with a drawl.
Luckily, you've picked someone obscure enough that
most
people can't say that's a terrible job.
Yeah,
I can't.
You said
it.
You had nothing at which to compare this particular impersonation. You just have to accept me at my word that this one is a good one.
Good morning, radio family. I'm listening to the podcast from yesterday about high school football and how people really care about it in other states. I moved from Redwood City to the Sierra Foothills 2 years ago, and I'm still shocked at how this town is Friday Night Lights obsessed. Mm. The games aired on the radio, and the adults who may or may not have had kids that play still attend. It's weird to me, LOL.
Fine.
Yeah, you know what? As I was saying that yesterday, California is a place where high school football counts, too. It's a big recruiting state. So these are people who are...
A lot of small towns. They rally around the team.
At the very least, can get their college paid for by playing ball.
Yep.
And if they're they're good enough or lucky enough, man, I know a kid I went to high school with, a couple of his kids play for Cal.
Oh, funny.
And I don't even talk to him anymore or see his kids or know them, but I've seen the pictures.
Right.
He's playing on Saturdays.
That's great. He might wind up, you know.
At the very least, he's going to wind up with
a
college
great education. Right.
So. And then there's just people who are obsessed with any kind of sport and, you know.
Yep. There's those people too.
Right.
Well, we have a local team. I'm there. I'll go.
Your seventh grade story is triggering me, as the kids say. Reminds me of seventh grade Halloween when no one else dressed up but me.
Aww.
That's not nearly as bad as shaving your legs and then having... You know what?
That's a lingering mistake.
I was going to say, you know, it's not just that first day when everyone discovered what I'd done to myself. It was all the days after that. Pull your socks down, Hassan. No!
I wouldn't mind my mom get me up to the knee tube socks.
No, leave me alone. Stop calling me that. You know, the one word.
I do. Although it sounds like you had a few.
What?
A few words.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But I asked for it, didn't I? Who shaves their own legs and then goes to school in shorts?
Just dumb seventh graders. It happens, you know? You didn't really... It's your mom's fault, really. She made you take a shower in her room. Blame her.
Well, I don't.
I mean, come on.
It's fine.
Can't you blame your mom for everything?
I survived it.
All my character flaws I blame on my mom. The Billboard Hot 100 is right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.